Drama. Today we offer you a Romanov romance, which is taken from a true life story appearing in the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. A Romanov romance was produced in the New York studios of the General Broadcasting Company and features Florence Malone in the role of Sonia. Russia, 1897. The yacht of the Imperial House of Romanov is tossing on a storm-swept sea.
Any news yet?
No.
Storm's an ill omen, mate.
Aye, you're right. Look.
The steward signaled. He said one lantern of a girl, two of a boy. A new Romanov princess has arrived.
And thus, Princess Sonia Voyenov was introduced to life amidst a wildly raging setting. 1913, Princess Sonia has grown to young womanhood. A formal ball is being held in a grandmother's palace, but in the midst of the gaiety, Princess Sonia has slipped out to meet her sweetheart, Ivan Marinov, a Russian commoner.
Ivan? Ivan?
Sonia, you shouldn't have risked it.
I couldn't go away without saying goodbye to you.
Oh, my darling.
Dearest.
When will you be back?
As soon as grandmother will let me.
And that means when you've completely forgotten me.
I will never forget you, Ivan. Never.
Won't you, dear?
Of course not. But I must stay away long enough to make grandmother think I have.
While you're waiting, you may forget, really.
How could I? Ever since I was a little girl, you have been my only friend.
But what about the young people at court?
Puppets. That's what they are.
Sonia.
Well, it's true. As soon as I appear, they bow and scrape as if they were on strings. And when I speak to them, it's yes, your highness, and no, your highness. Oh, Ivan, if I could only...
But it's the homage due you, Sonia. I hate to think what would happen if someone heard me call you, Sonia.
That's why I've loved you, Ivan. You were the first person who treated me like a human being.
I didn't know who you were then.
I'll never forget your face when you learned I was a princess. A Romanov.
Oh, it must have been worth seeing. I remember I was speechless.
Oh, we've had such happy times together, Ivan. The happiest times of my life.
Well, I won't try to tell you what it's been for me, my dear. And now you're going away, and it's all over.
I'm going away, yes. But it's not all over, Ivan. When I come back from Italy, we'll go on.
But we don't have to wait until then, dear.
But you can't follow me to Italy. Grandmother's sending me there to separate us.
But she can't really separate us. We'll always be together, Sonia.
You mean in thought? Yes, that's true.
I mean more than that. Have you forgotten? We can write to each other.
Of course.
You will write me, Sonia?
Every day. And you?
I'll answer every letter. You know that.
There's grandmother on the balcony up there.
Oh.
She's missed me. I must go back to the ball.
Yes.
Ivan, I dreaded the saying goodbye.
Did you, my dearest?
But you've made it so happy. It isn't to be goodbye at all.
No, it's only au revoir.
Au revoir. Ivan.
Son.
In 1914, Imperial Russia plunged into the Great War that gripped all Europe. Sonia remains safe in Italy with her faithful chaperone companion, Olga Matushka. The princess has written letter after letter to her beloved Ivan, but the Tsar's agents have intercepted them all. March 12, 1917, the seed of revolution growing through the years has burst into action under the leadership of Kerensky. Safe in Italy, Sonia learns of the fall of the royal family.
Your Highness.
What is it, Olga?
The Russian peasants are rising up against the aristocracy.
Oh, my family. What's happened to them?
They've fled from their palace, Your Highness. See, here's the list of refugees.
Oh, yes, let me see. Oh, good. Good. They're still alive.
Yes, Your Highness.
Never use that title again, Olga.
Yes, madame.
That's better. From now on, I am but Sonia Voyenov. From now on, I can be myself.
Yes, madame.
So it's come at last, this revolution. Ivan ought to be happy over this. It makes us equal. Equal. Why, Olga!
Madame?
No one can keep us apart any longer. Don't you see?
No, madame.
All stations and ranks have been done away with.
Oh.
Now Ivan and I are equal. We can marry at last. Oh, Olga, I'm so happy. So happy.
Of course, madame.
But what, Olga?
You don't know where he is, madame. You're evil.
That doesn't matter. I shall find him. Pack our things at once.
Where are we going, madame?
To St. Petersburg. Hurry.
Oh, madame, you daren't go back now.
Because of grandmother. Don't worry about her, Olga.
I was thinking of you, madame. You are still a Romanov. Your life will be sought by the revolutionists. Oh, madame, let us stay here in Italy where we shall be safe.
My mind is made up. We shall return to Russia. Ivan is there someplace. I shall search until I find him.
A few weeks later, Sonia and her maid, Olga, having managed to slip across the Russian border, are on a train speeding toward St. Petersburg and Ivan.
Well, here we are back in Russia, Olga. And it isn't as bad as you thought it was going to be.
Ah, madame. The peasant dress you are wearing has helped you greatly to escape detection.
Yes. But we haven't seen any signs of violence yet.
Wait until we get near St. Petersburg, madame. That's where the revolutionists are controlling things.
Olga, you're just making yourself unhappy imagining things. Once we get to St. Petersburg and Ivan, everything will be all right.
Forgive me, madame. How do you know your Ivan will be there?
Because I sent word I was arriving on this train. If he's alive, if he's in St. Petersburg, he'll be waiting for me.
I hope you're right, madame.
What? Why have we stopped here?
I don't know, madame. This is an express. It shouldn't stop until we get to St. Petersburg.
Open the door, Olga, and look out.
Yes.
Madame. Oh, madame. Well? Well, what's the matter, Olga?
Oh, madame. The revolutionists.
What?
They stopped the train. They're going through the cars and taking people off. What shall we do?
Nothing. Sit down, Olga. Calm yourself. Now, who could possibly know I'm here? You said yourself these peasant dresses are a good disguise.
Oh, madame, I'm so frightened.
Just be quiet. I'll talk to them.
Oh, women.
Good day, comrade. Are you looking for someone?
Yes, comrade, royalists.
Do we look like royalists, comrade?
No, but we have our orders.
Of course. And what happens when you find a royalist?
Prison. Then the firing squad, when we can find time.
Oh, my sister is ill, comrade. Your answer upset her.
But that is what happens.
Of course. And what happens to you if you catch a royalist? Do you get promoted, comrade?
Oh, yes. The higher the rank of the royalist, the higher the grade of promotion.
You are still a private, comrade.
Yes.
Oh, my quiet officer. Well, comrade, I wish we could help you get your promotion. I'm sure you deserve it.
Oh, thank you, comrade.
And now I suppose we can proceed to St. Petersburg?
I will ask for further orders, comrade. One moment.
You see, Olga, it was simple. The fool never even suspected.
Madame, look.
What is it now?
The officer, coming back with him.
I can talk to him, too.
Don't you recognize him, madame?
No. Who is he?
He was your grandmother's head gardener.
Oh,
and as they're the last ones, I guess the thing can go on. Shall I tell them? They wanted to know.
All right. Signal the engineer. I'll tell the women myself.
Sorry to have inconvenienced you, comrade. But why Sonia Vanyanov?
Oh, please.
Please,
just a
minute. Wait a minute. Don't stop the train yet. We've got a royalist passenger here that'll make me a general.
Turn it, blood runner.
Be calm. Be calm. Be calm.
So the brave princess, who risked all to find her lover, was taken by the revolutionists. Her recognition by a former servant was absolute evidence of her royal blood, and she was thrown into prison to await the firing squad. Her faithful Olga refused to leave her. Every day the princess saw dozens of her class led away to be lined up against the wall.
Another one?
Yes, madame.
Why don't they take me next? Perhaps the delay is for the best. Perhaps you will yet escape, madame.
Olga, you're a great comfort. Always hoping against hope that somehow I will escape what awaits me out there.
There is one chance, madame.
How?
I have heard that some of the rich peasants are buying the freedom of the prettiest of the nobility, madame.
You don't think I would submit to that?
No, it might save your life, madame.
I'd rather face death.
Here comes the guard, madame.
This is probably my turn at last. Goodbye, Olga.
Oh, madame, I
have orders to release Olga Matryoshka.
She is Olga Matryoshka.
No. Olga, I can't let you do this.
Oh, yes.
Guard, I am not Olga Matryoshka. This girl is.
No.
Is this a joke? Which is the prisoner I am to release?
Oh, madame, I can't leave you like this.
Goodbye, Olga. You have my undying gratitude.
Oh, madame. I
take her away. God.
Come, I'll take you to the doorway.
Goodbye, my faithful Olga. Goodbye.
I was saying that a few have left, Connie, but we're shooting as quickly as possible, but there are so many.
Of course, Comrade. Oh, and who is in here?
This is Sonia Vaninov, Colonel.
Not the Princess Sonia.
That's right, Princess Sonia, Colonel.
Excellent. You may leave, Comrade. I'd like to talk to this haughty Romanov.
Very good, Colonel. I'll wager she won't be pleased to hear what Colonel Romanov, the royalist hater, has to say.
Ivan.
Sonia, your last letter saying that you were returning was the only one I ever received.
But I wrote...
Yes, dear, I know. But the Tsar's agent prohibited my hearing any communication from you.
Oh, I knew there must be some reason why I never heard from you.
I met the St. Petersburg Express, but you weren't on it. Then I searched everywhere for you. I must be quick. That fool may be back any second. But don't worry, Sonia. Now that I've found you, I'll use my influence to get your release. How? God only knows. But I'll do it.
Oh, Ivan, my darling.
Dearest.
And then when they stand you up against the wall like the rest of your friends, how would you like that, huh?
That's right, Colonel. Paint the picture as nice as you can. Shall we continue the inspection?
Certainly, comrades. I wish we had a dozen more like her. We'd soon rid Russia of such useless trash.
The hours pass. Sonia sits alone in her cell, hoping that each footfall may be Ivan returning. At last, footsteps are heard approaching. Sonia tense with expectation.
Sonia Vanyanov?
Yes?
I have come for you.
I am ready.
Oh, will they bandage my eyes?
Who?
My executioner.
Why, you are not to be shot.
I'm not. Then he... Where are you taking me?
You are in luck, prisoner. You recall those men who passed through here yesterday?
Those horrible bearded brutes?
You call them what you like. But one of them took a fancy to you. He came back today and paid me well to turn you over to him.
I won't go. I'll die first.
Oh, no, you won't. I'm not a fool if you are. He's paid me for you and you're going. What happens after that is none of my business.
You mean I may be able to escape from him? Very well. I'll go. Where is this man?
Outside. This way. There he is.
What? That's horrible.
Shut up, you fool. Shut up. Ah, here she is, comrade.
Ah, good. Now sit in here beside me where I can watch you. That's right. Now.
Sonia, look, my darling. At last, we're together.
Ivan! It's you, Ivan! It's you!
Yes, dear. It's me. Nothing can separate us now.
No, my darling. Now or ever.
Be sure to read the complete story of the amazing adventures of this Russian princess. You will find it in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly Magazine under the title, Her Real Life as Thrilling as Any Movie Plot. This is Wentworth announcing. Now your own announcer will tell you about the many other interesting articles and true life stories which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Thank you.